Earlier this month, when I was in Miami reporting on Hurricane Irma, I visited the Miami-Dade Animal Shelter. Dogs were being dropped off that were lost, or they were strays, or they'd been abandoned by their owners. And one particular puppy caught my eye.
Hi, hi. Oh my God, this is the cutest puppy.
The puppy was a tiny 3-month-old Jack Russell mix with big brown eyes and tufted hair. He'd been found in a park after the storm, and a girl had brought him to the shelter. He was slightly bedraggled, and he'd clearly spent the hurricane alone in the rain and wind. He had no chip or collar. He licked my nose, and it was love.
Are you going to come with me?
Yes. You are so cute.
I love this puppy.
I texted my husband. His answer was a succinct, oh no, oh yes, this puppy was gonna be mine. But first, I had to wait to see if anyone claimed him. No one did. So last week, I flew back down to Miami to pick him up.
Everybody that sees him loves him and wants him.
Lillian Borges works for Miami-Dade Animal Services, and she'd been taking care of the puppy in her office. She filled me in on some of his less endearing antics.
He likes to go to the bathroom in the director's office.
Oh, no.
He chewed up the IT guy's phone cord, but the IT guy loves him, doesn't care.
But it all didn't matter when I finally saw his little face.
Hi. Hi.
Now, hello? I'm obviously a dog lover, but rescue dogs in particular have played an important role in my life. When I was suffering from PTSD during the Iraq War, I adopted my first rescue. Pets have a valuable role to play in the recovery from trauma. Her name was Ursa, and until the day she died of cancer a few years ago, she was one of the most important things in my life. We have another rescue called Nena, who is wonderful, but she's older, and she has trouble keeping up now with my 4-year-old daughter. This puppy, who had been abandoned in a storm I had covered in my hometown, seemed like it was destined to be mine.
So the adoptions are still down, which is probably the biggest impact, because animals continue to come in.
Alex Munoz is the director of Miami-Dade Animal Services. He gave me an update on the recovery. Fewer people are adopting, which happens after a storm, because folks are still struggling with the loss of power and property damage. He says they're also addressing another issue. After Hurricane Katrina, a federal law allowed shelters to admit people with pets. But during Irma, there weren't enough of those pet-friendly shelters during the storm, which meant people refused to evacuate certain high-risk areas.
Something that we've learned and we've seen firsthand is unless folks have an option to go with their pets, they're not going to go. It's a basic need for people.
As I was finishing up the paperwork, Aneska Petrash showed up with her husband and her 1-year-old daughter, also wanting to adopt a dog. She said since Harvey in Houston, amid so many disasters, she'd been affected by the plight of all the animals in need.
Because we have a space for it, so we want to bring him home and give them the love that they need.
Paperwork all done, my puppy was ready to go. The team at Miami-Dade said their goodbyes to me and my dog.
Bye, puppy. Love you.
Bye.
And we flew home to D.C. I had not told my daughter about my mission. I arrived just before bedtime. She was in the living room playing when the puppy and I walked through the door.
There's something here for you. Do you want to see it?
A little puppy. I love it, Mommy. I love my puppy. And this little puppy will be named.
After a few terrible ideas on what to name him, Irmo, after the storm, Mr. Bubbles, because I thought it was funny, Stormy, which is self-explanatory, we settled on Kiko. He's been making himself at home. Yes, he is rambunctious. He's peed on a few carpets and he's chewed a few cables. But my daughter adores him. She sleeps with him every night and he cries at the window when she heads to school. Kiko and the lavender.